Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
He's a well-respected high school football scout, known for his unpopular opinion and brash commentary.
The coach, Keith Miller.
They bring you the transparent truth, the world's number one source for high school football recruiting news and interviews. The transparent truth.
Right now, I'd like to bring in our special guest for today's Five Star Friday show. We're very renowned mental health therapist, PsyD, Dr. Chantel Miller. Dr. Miller, thank you so much for joining the show. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. It's good to be on the show.
Absolutely. I know you're a big fan of the transparent show, an avid listener. But beyond that, we want to talk a little bit about some of the issues that are in the news as of late regarding former Cleveland Browns star, former St. Joe's All-American guard, Delonte West. A guy who suffered multiple issues, multiple setbacks, was recently found being beaten on the street in Washington, D.C., definitely suffering from some mental health effects. What kind of light can you shed on the situation?
In terms of his mental health issues, it's been long-stemming, and I'm not sure his treatment history, but I believe he just may have been passed through the system because of his talents as a basketball player.
Well, that brings up an interesting point. Let's go back. What types of scenarios or what types of trauma can occur in a young man's life to cause such a rapid decline further on down the road?
Well, stemming from childhood, it could be a number of issues. It can also be the dynamics of his childhood. It could be if there's a genetic predisposition of mental health in his family. I once had a client who told me that she came from a family with so much chaos and dysfunction that over time it just becomes a normal thinking of how it should be. And she's aware that it shouldn't be that way, but that's what you think is normal when you're growing up that way. So with his childhood, he could have been exposed to violence. He could be exposed to abuse. He could be exposed to crime. He could be exposed to a number of issues that could contribute to his foundation being rocked as a childhood, and then, you know, carrying through school, elementary, if he's not getting help, getting pushed through once again through the system, through high school, you know, to college, then maybe basketball was his outlet. And further on, getting pushed through the system and through the cracks, and then he leads up into the NBA. And he has a short-lived career because he's unable to be able to sustain having a healthy mental health psyche and play basketball at a high level.
Well, I guess that leads into my next question. There are a lot of people in the world that suffer from trauma at a young age. I know I did at a young age. And how come, what's the difference, rather, of a Delonte West versus those who are not suffering at such a intense childhood?
Well, as therapists, you always look at what's the support system. and what other type of role models, healthy and positive role models, does a person have in their life to balance or offset the issues and the trauma. So when I'm always assessing a client, especially when it's in regards to suicidal ideation or any type of serious mental health diagnosis, you always want to see what that individual has to fall back on to help them through their mental health issues.
As we all know, sports can serve as a vehicle for positive change in a young man or woman's life. But now, mental health is becoming a big factor in terms of player engagement or disengagement. And different sports leagues are now taking into account the mental health state of athletes, they either through free agency or through the draft, that they intend to acquire. What do you think about that practice, really digging into the mental health state of potential employees for a franchise?
I think it's a great idea, but in some cases it may be a little bit too late, because when you get to the stage where you're assessing the individual as an adult, what amount of time has elapsed between the time that the trauma occurred or whatever episodic flare-up or issue that happened till when they get to the potential of being evaluated by the league. Now, if there's anything that's recent or during their career as a professional, then it's really helpful for them to be able to go to someone and have someone and release that stigma and let them know that it's okay, that they can have a trusted person that they can talk to and sort out their issues.
As of late, mental health has been a lightning rod for conversation around sports league. We know Kevin Love and others have come out and talked about their mental health. Do you think that that's a positive thing or a negative thing, and why or why not?
I think that it's a positive thing, because with any particular issue that is shunned or that there is a stigma around, if other people come out and speak out against it, whether it's mental health or homosexuality also in the league, that also, you know, contributes to individuals having issues because they have to hide. So if you have to hide your mental health, if you have to hide your sexual orientation, if you have to hide who you are, then that creates issues as well. So if you have players that are coming out, like Kevin Love, who discussed his depression, then it lets other players know that it's okay and that they can get help.
I want to get back to Delonte West. You saw the video. It was very, very demeaning. It was really upsetting. What did you think about the video? How did it make you feel, and what are the implications of what could happen next?
When I saw the video, the first thing that came to my mind was, why wasn't anyone trying to help this helpless individual? Whether it's Delonte West or whether it's Joe from who knows where. It's just basic human being that's being harmed, and other people were recording it and, you know, sitting in their car listening to their music. It just shed light on how we as individuals are conditioned to be exposed to violence and not really have a reaction or action to it. And Delonte West has needed help for some time. I'm not sure what type of services he's received or if he's even accepted the services that are offered to him, because a lot of individuals, you have to be you have to be aware of your condition. And what we as clinicians, we educate clients about their diagnosis and try to help the patient accept the disorder and its impact on life. But I was just very disturbed by the video that I watched, and I hope that it stirs action, emotion, reaction in others so that it could help him specifically, but also it could shed light on, you know, mental health and helping those that are out there, because the mental health funding is dismal and America needs to make it a priority.
There are a lot of parents who listen to the Transparent Truth. How can they help their student athletes who may be dealing with mental health issues right now?
First, you need to recognize it. Second, you need to accept that it's okay to get treatment. There's a lot of options now that they have, especially counselors in the school system. You have a specific wellness package and insurances through private insurance, through Medi-Cal. It's called a wellness package where you can get therapy, you can get acupuncture, chiropractic services. So there is an availability. Now, being able to navigate through the system is a challenging part. And if, you know, one recognizes that their child needs help, coming to them, talking to them, sitting with them, giving them the attention that they need so that you can identify what exactly is going on so that you can know how to best serve your child. And if all else fails, you can always Google.
Google is always there for sure. Well, thank you, Dr. Miller, so much for joining us here on the Transparent Truth. We know you got a busy schedule and a busy life, but I appreciate your knowledge and your insight into the mental health epidemic that is really suffocating young people of color, and people of all creed and race. Is something that I feel is becoming a real big problem, not only here in the United States, but across the world. I definitely think it needs to be addressed, and more people like you need the type of support and funding and resources to really be equipped to manage crises and manage the people who are suffering from these dreaded diseases.
Exactly, because there are some sources or resources out there, but they are not properly funded, and so they can only do so much. So it's time for us to stop turning a blind eye.
Very true. So thank you so much, and we appreciate you. Please come back on the show anytime, and we'd love to have you. But before you go, we got to remind people that every day on this show, we have a sleeper of the week.
Hey, we want to remind everybody, tune in every Wednesday for our sleeper of the week segment. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really entrenched in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sin Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome.
Sin Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, and we're back, and we are done for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will be with you next week for the show on Wednesday. Tap into the Transparent Truth. Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening. This is a new sheriff in town, and his name is Richie Hammond. Y'all be cool.